Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 23rd, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. London blocks Palantir deal. AI recreates pilot voices. Spotify Studio creates personal podcasts. California plans for AI job loss. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. London Mayor Sadiq Khan vetoed a planned contract between Metropolitan Police and U.S. firm Palantir. His police and crime office said the Met treated Palantir as the only serious bidder and failed to present procurement strategy, a serious breach of rules. Khan's view that public money should flow only to companies sharing city values may have played a role, though UK procurement law does not allow ethical objections. Met and Palantir criticized the veto, saying police need to modernize. Palantir, which analyzes large datasets for security, faces privacy concerns after NHS work and US government ties. In Germany, some states use Gotham. The Bundeswehr opposed it, and BFE chose CHAP's vision. The National Transportation Safety Board temporarily removed public access to its docket system after investigators found AI-generated recreations of cockpit voices from a UPS plane crash circulating online. The agency had posted a spectrogram image from the voice recorder. A spectrogram converts sound into an image and can retain enough encoded information to be turned back into audio. A YouTuber, Scott Manley, noted that reconstruction was possible, and online users combined that image with the public transcript to produce approximations using AI tools like Codex. The NTSB restored the docket, but kept 42 investigations closed pending review, including the file for Flight 2976 in Louisville, Kentucky.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. Spotify has introduced Studio, a desktop app that uses an AI agent to create personalized podcasts, briefings. The agent analyzes listening across music, podcasts, and audiobooks and combines it with general world knowledge. With user permission, it can access calendar, email, and notes and perform web research. Users can refine outputs in dialogue. A travel briefing example shows the agent reading a calendar, suggesting nearby restaurants, and generating a podcast for the trip. All created items are private and synced across devices. It does not generate music. A preview will roll out in over 20 countries to selected premium users 18 years old. Spotify warns the agent can make errors. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed an executive order to protect workers from AI-related job losses, the first such order by a U.S. governor. State agencies will work with scientists, unions, and AI industry to craft labor market responses, subsidies for firms that keep employees rather than replace them with AI, expanded retraining aimed at office workers, and a review of universal basic capital, broad shares in stocks or funds for all citizens. Newsom warned traditional unemployment insurance will not suffice and cited warnings like Dario Amodei's estimate that about half of office jobs could disappear in 5 years. He criticized a tax system that favors automation and disadvantages workers.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.